the Swedish television called SVT, the Swedish television the public service channel, had a report that said that the White House is behind. They actually know from confirmed sources inside the Swedish government that a couple of people from the Swedish government went to the White House 6 weeks ago to talk about the problem, the Pirate Bay, and to talk about how to solve it. So Hollywood pushed the White House, and the White House took the Swedish by the ear and took them over there and said, hey, fix this problem. And then 6 weeks later, they do a seriously stupid raid just for, as you say, scare tactics. It's just weird. So it's been huge in the media right now. They want the government to resign in Sweden, and it's going to be a demonstration.
How reliable would you consider this report?
As the Swedish television, if they say it, it's they have to have good reasons for it. It's like the BBC; they don't say anything; it's not true. It is true if they say it. I really trust these guys. And the Swedish justice minister, he said that okay, they were actually in the White House, but they did talk about file sharing, but they can't remember which sites they actually talked about. And that's very funny, because of course they talked about the Pirate Bay. And if he says he doesn't remember, it's just because he doesn't want to get involved.
Right.
So the
U.S. has a new battleground, and after fighting terrorism in Iraq,
yeah, they probably want us to be considered terrorists, so they can take us to Guantanamo Bay or something.
Yeah, sort of. Are you afraid?
No.
Okay. So what's the current state of the Pirate Bay system? All the servers are gone. What's going to happen next? Is there any way? Do you have a backup? Is anything going back online soon?
Yeah, we had a backup in another country of the files. We managed to get a backup over. They actually took all of our backup servers as well when they raided us. So, because we wouldn't consider that they actually would take all of our servers like in at once. So, but we still managed to get a backup before they took everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the servers are, actually we have like 10 servers already in place. So the web servers are coming up today and everything. And we're working on the announced traffic right now. So it's going to be back today or at least tomorrow in another country in Europe. It's the Netherlands right now. And if they go to Netherlands to raid us, it's, yeah.
Other countries are waiting?
Yeah, we have other systems set up in, or going to be set up in other countries as well.
Okay. So, but nobody tried to take the domains from you right now?
No, not yet.
Okay, so they did not raid
no,
the Swedish DNS system?
No, it's a .org domain, so they can't do anything about it. And if they do, it's just stupid of them, because then they piss off all of the root server guys, and they piss off all of the DNS guys in the whole world, because it's... they can't do that, and it's only going to move the Pirate Bay to another domain. So,
right.
So what's the whole idea of it? It's as long as we exist, we're going to exist.
So Pirate Bay is going to be online soon, but the White House had sort of opened fire and tries to shoot on people just to push through their vision of copyright law in a sense.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, this could stir up, or probably already has stirred up, quite a public discussion in Sweden.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen in other countries that once the spin doctors are coming and trying to change public opinion, that they can be very successful. How would you say, will this turn out in Sweden? Is there
we have
sort of
a
public support?
It's a huge majority in Sweden that says that this is wrong. They want the Pirate Bay backup line, and they want all of the servers returned to the companies that actually lost their servers, cause
right.
in the raid.
They're already complaining here. Companies like GameSwitch, for instance, I think they're a Counter-Strike game server, or
so many others. Yeah, it's PRQ was becoming to. They had good prices and a good service, so it's a very popular hosting facility in Sweden. So they have a lot of clients, and it's not small clients either.
But did they shut down any banks as well? I mean,
no,
not really.
No, of course not. I think they're just there to piss us off or something. So it's just weird because they don't piss us off, because we were actually expecting them to come someday. So we're prepared for it. Like, we have the data there, we know what kind of data we can have on the service, and we don't have any stupid other information there. We only have the needed information. We don't have any logs of IP addresses. If you've ever downloaded from the Pirate Bay, you can be totally safe. They don't have your IP. So it's, we're not stupid. Because we know our legal status, and we know that people hate us in the industry.
Yeah, but it looks like either the Swedish government or the police or whoever was behind this, they broke quite a lot of laws by
so
invading
many.
It.
So many,
like, what, they were not allowed to
they
get
weren't
into
at all, to start with, they weren't allowed to go there. And they're not allowed, according to Swedish law, to actually take our lawyer. That's just, and they took his computer, and then it took the DNA of all the guys. The actual DNA.
The DNA of everybody?
Yeah, including our lawyer.
Oh,
and
wow.
it's so bizarre, you know. Why? It's if it's something, it's something digital, and why do you need the DNA for someone? I can't understand the reason behind it.